This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Medical aid in dying is what Canadians call early arranged deaths by doctor. And the practice has skyrocketed last year by 50%, now totaling 1.5% of all deaths. And life advocates are pointing out flaws in death advocates' claims of safeguards against outright murder. It was tried 80 years ago to preserve the New Deal. Now abortion-friendly D.C. Democrats want to add more seats to the Supreme Court to preserve Roe v. Wade from what some see as an inevitable reversal. Thursday begins an effort launched by Tennessee Representative Mark Green to counter that and cap the number of justices at 9 by constitutional amendment. On the day to celebrate those with Down syndrome and while Arkansas State Senate passed a bill to ban eugenic abortions of those children, a judge blocked Kentucky's similar effort to protect Down children and others from specifically eugenic abortion. This is Life News Radio. At the roots of a culture of death are disordered understandings of the origins of life. Until the nature and origin of life is understood, the battle for life is not even engaged. At the very forefront of this work is the Discovery Institute. Upper-level and postgraduate seminars are coming this summer. Visit discovery.org. Scholarship applications are being accepted now through April 2nd. Discovery.org. Abortion workers are leaving that industry and making themselves right with God. One of two such stories at Life News tells of Gosnell Clinic worker Adrienne Moton, who is now out of prison and creating jewelry as a witness to how her hands were made by God for something distinctly different from her past work. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.